Israel's military says it's finished a major operation to locate and destroy attack tunnels dug under its northern frontier with Lebanon. The tunnels were built by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which was reportedly planning to use them to seize Israeli towns and villages if a fresh conflict broke out. Their discovery came as Israel ramped up construction of a concrete wall on the ceasefire line with Lebanon. Middle East correspondent Eric Twarczyk has visited the wall and the northern border several times. And in this piece, he reflects on the complex and delicate situation.
When you stand at the northern edge of Israel looking into Lebanon, you're technically standing in a war zone. But it certainly doesn't feel like it. The pleasant fields and olive groves in this rocky, hilly region are very scenic and very quiet. The red-roofed villages look quaint and small. But this is a place where there's no internationally recognised border, where two countries are still at war, and where a United Nations peacekeeping force stands between Israeli troops, Lebanese soldiers, and militants from the Shiite militia Hezbollah. Southern Lebanon was the scene of terrible conflicts between Israel and Palestinians and between militias in the Lebanese Civil War. In 2006, Israel and Hezbollah fought another short but painful conflict after the militant group killed 8 Israeli soldiers and kidnapped 2. After 34 days of fighting, both sides withdrew to something called the Blue Line. This frontier between Israel and Lebanon is not a border. It's a ceasefire line which is marked with painted barrels filled with concrete. Making steady progress across the ridge just south of the line is a concrete wall being built by contractors for the Israeli military. Israel intends for the wall to stretch most of the way along the blue line, except for a few sections where the terrain makes that too difficult. At Rosh Hanikra, a popular site on the northern Israel coast, tourists catch a cable car to the top of the hill to look south over the sweep of the coastline towards Haifa and Tel Aviv. As they snap photos, a little further up the ridge, Lebanese soldiers in an observation tower do the same to Israeli military working on the wall below. The Lebanese armed forces have been watching the wall's construction with apparent bemusement, at least according to their expressions when you wave to them from the southern side. Also cruising the northern side in military vehicles are the soldiers of UNIFIL, the United Nations force with the job of preventing further conflict in this region. Israel says the wall will stop militants crossing the border. Its critics say it's a de facto annexation of the territory in an area where the border is yet to be determined. It's both impressive and expensive. It may well be effective. But one thing a wall can't stop is tunnels. Last month, Israel announced an operation called Northern Shield to find and destroy tunnels dug by Hezbollah. For weeks since, Israeli soldiers and engineers have been digging along the south of the Blue Line, where sensors and intelligence suggested Hezbollah had dug tunnels from the Lebanese side. The Israeli military has publicly released information about 6 tunnels, but wouldn't comment on whether that was the total discovered. They said one stretched for 800 metres and was 55 metres underground. It was 2 metres tall and 1 metre wide, and had an internal railway to remove dirt as the digging progressed. Israeli military cameras captured footage of men inside another tunnel, running away when they realised they were being filmed. When Israeli soldiers pumped concrete into one tunnel, it flowed out the door of a cement factory in Lebanon. Israel says others led to private homes or to concealed entrances in woodland. Israeli analysts say Hezbollah's plan was to send special forces soldiers through the tunnels to capture Israeli towns and villages quickly. Then it would be more difficult for the Israeli military to dislodge them, because they would be limited in their ability to use airstrikes and artillery on their own side of the border. In the previous conflict, Israel attacked Lebanese Shiite villages that hosted Hezbollah fighters and equipment. Capturing Israeli towns would have given Hezbollah a claim to quick, small wins that it could use to offset the damage of its inevitable defeat to Israel in any new conflict. Israel's military, in a briefing to journalists near the Blue Line, expressed confidence that victory over Hezbollah would be quick and extremely costly for the militant group, an assessment that's only disputed by Hezbollah. Even though the tunnels and wall construction suggest otherwise, the border region has actually been very calm and quiet for years. Few people expect Hezbollah to start a new conflict with Israel, especially with so many of its fighters active in the Syrian civil war. The group is also strongly linked to Iran, which has avoided escalating its conflict with Israel, even as Israeli jets bomb its military assets in Syria. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's been saying for several months that the country faces serious security threats to its north. He was talking about the tunnels, but also the risk posed by Hezbollah's new military experience in Syria and increased Iranian entrenchment in that country. After years of following a policy of ambiguity, where it neither confirmed nor denied attacking Iranian targets in Syria, Israel has just acknowledged that it bombs Iranian assets. In recent weeks, it's targeted munitions depots near Damascus and arms shipments intended for Hezbollah. While the United States is pulling troops out of Syria, its Secretary of State has said America supports Israel's continued airstrikes. I have made two trips to the Golan Heights, where Israel claims sovereignty over territory that was part of Syria. The highest point in Israeli control is Mount Hermon, a sprawling massif with several peaks. The highest is actually held by Syria, while Israeli military bases crown the lower southern ones. Below these outposts, an incongruous ski resort hosts tourists for a short snow season. A young and very polite Israeli soldier stopped us from going closer to the mountainside where we could look over into Syria. He told us he hated being posted in such a cold location, but said the barren slopes were admittedly beautiful. Below the clouds, about 60 kilometres away, was Damascus. A day after we left, Israeli troops fired at some Syrian soldiers who crossed their line of control. Everything here, including the risk of violence, is closer than you think. The Israeli military has announced that its tunnel operation is now over. It's found all the tunnels and will soon have destroyed them all. The United Nations has acknowledged that the tunnels breached the Security Council resolution, but there seems to be little more action taken than that. Hezbollah has remained quiet throughout. The operation has dealt a blow to its plans and negated a significant amount of work. It's also a reminder that no matter how pretty or quiet a place may look, tension and conflict could be just beneath the surface. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Twarczyk for Correspondence Report.